here is the Writer's Almanac for Monday, August 26th, 2013. It's the birthday of French poet and art critic Guillaume Apollinaire, born in Rome, 1880. It's also the birthday of novelist and playwright Christopher Isherwood, born in Cheshire, England in 1904, best known for the novels he wrote about life in Berlin just before the rise of the Nazi Party. Isherwood met the poet W.H. Auden at prep school. The two became good friends. In the 1930s, they wrote three prose verse plays together. And in 1938, they traveled to China, where Isherwood did some research for his book Journey to War. They immigrated together to the United States in 1939. Isherwood's friend, the fellow writer Aldous Huxley, introduced him to an active swami in Hollywood. Isherwood became a follower of Hinduism. He started meditating and became a vegetarian. He said, "I'm tired of strumming on that old harp, the ego, darling me." Isherwood wrote, "I am a camera with its shutter open, quite passive, recording, not thinking, recording the man shaving at the window opposite the woman in her kimono washing her hair." It was on this day in 1968 that the Democratic National Convention opened in Chicago. It had already been one of the bloodiest years of the decade. That February, the North Vietnamese launched their devastating Tet Offensive. Lyndon Johnson announced he would not seek re-election, and the anti-war movement thought they had won a victory. Then, in April, Martin Luther King Jr. was assassinated, sparking widespread riots. 2 months later, Robert Kennedy was shot and killed at his victory party. In the wake of Kennedy's murder, the Democratic Party establishment chose Vice President Herbert H. Humphrey as their candidate, but the anti-war faction of the party wanted Senator Eugene McCarthy. Thousands of college students and anti-war activists showed up at the convention on this day to protest the choice of Humphrey and the Democratic support of the war in Vietnam. Chicago Mayor Richard Daley called in U.S. Army troops and National Guardsmen to keep the peace. For the first 2 days of the convention, protesters shouted insults at the police and threw rocks and other objects. On the evening of the third day, the police responded by charging the protesters, attacking everyone in their path with billy clubs and tear gas. "The whole world is watching," the crowd began to chant, because TV news cameras were capturing the whole thing. As the delegates were beginning their roll call to choose Humphrey as their nominee, Senator Abraham Ribicoff took to the podium to attack what he called Chicago Mayor Daley's Gestapo tactics. Television cameras then turned and captured Mayor Daley shouting obscenities at Senator Ribicoff. In his notebook that night, the reporter and historian Theodore White wrote, "The Democrats are finished." That year, Hubert Humphrey lost the election to Richard Nixon. And here's a poem by Howard Nemiroff, "Found Poem," after information received in the St. Louis Post-Dispatch. "The population center of the USA has shifted to Potosi in Missouri. The calculation employed by authorities in arriving at this dislocation assumes that the country is a geometric plane, perfectly flat, and that every citizen, including those in Alaska and Hawaii and the District of Columbia, weighs the same. So that, given these simple presuppositions, the entire bulk and spread of all the people should theoretically balance on the point of a needle under Potosi in Missouri, where no one is residing nowadays but the watchman over an abandoned mine, whence the company got the lead out and left. It gets pretty lonely here," he says, "at night." Found Poem by Howard Nemiroff, from his collection of poems, War Stories, published by University of Chicago Press, and used by permission here on The Writer's Almanac. This is Billy Collins for The Writer's Almanac, hoping you will join us here next time.